This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
It is good to talk to you as well. And this is where we get our weekly update as to what is going on in Australia. Some of the things that we wanted to talk about is a remarkable courage of a Jewish filmmaker. Tell us about this.
It's actually an incredible story and with a very strong South African heritage, South African connection. So I'm talking about a young lady, his name is Joni Rubin, and the name by which she goes by is Rogue, as in R-O-G-U-E, Rogue Rubin. She is a filmmaker, but just to go back one step, her father comes from Johannesburg, her mother from Zimbabwe, her parents are Hilton and Hannah Rubin. And for those who are graduates of Herzliya High School in Cape Town, her father, Hilton, was deputy principal at Herzliya in Cape Town. And her mother, originally from Zimbabwe, Hilton, born in Johannesburg. And Joni herself was born in Cape Town. And they left South Africa, moved to New Zealand, where Hilton, her father, became principal of Kadima College, the Jewish school in New Zealand, in Auckland. They then came to Melbourne here in Australia, where he became principal of Mount Scopus College, the largest Jewish school in Melbourne. So that's her parents' background. Joni herself, been spending time in the United States and here in Australia, has become a filmmaker, and she cares deeply about animals and specifically about lions. And so in recent years, she has attached herself to 10 lion hunting safaris in South Africa. Wow. And she presented herself as being supportive of what was happening. And what was happening was that, let's call them big game hunters from the US, from around the world, coming to South Africa, going on these lion hunts and killing them so that they could take the lions or the carcasses back to whatever countries they came from and hang them on their walls. And she presented herself as if she was supportive of what is happening, openly filming, and has put together a documentary. And I actually went, and the documentary is now on the circuit here in Sydney, and I actually went to the movies on Sunday night to watch it. It's called Lion Spy, as in S-P-Y.
Incredible.
And it's a documentary. It is incredible. And it's a documentary which she has put together of these lion hunts. And it's actually, I mean, the amazing courage, she's 5'2", so she's this tiny little individual, going on these lion hunts with lion hunters, so not only the woman, but the only woman with gun-toting men who are killing lions, and has put together this amazingly powerful, moving documentary about what is taking place. And then filled with, and Joni herself was there in the audience, and then she did a Q&A after
the screen. What an experience.
An amazing experience. So she's spending, and I had a chat to her, she's spending a lot of her time in the US, between the US and here in Australia. And yes, it's called Lion Spy. Amazing story of courage and very well worth seeing if and when it comes to the circuit. In South Africa.
Absolutely. It sounds incredible, and I love the South African roots and the connection to the story. Concerns that neo-Nazis are infiltrating anti-vaccination rallies. Why is this? Why has anti-vaxxing become a far-right cause? It makes no sense.
I think the far-right cause has basically infiltrated every, let's call it, social cause going. Mm. From whether it's climate change or whether it's whatever causes are out there, if they have been infiltrated by anti-Semites, by neo-Nazis, by people who have far more sinister agendas. And so here, like everywhere, I guess, around the world, there are anti-vax rallies and protests, and the police and authorities have made it public that they are watching, shadowing, and even in some cases arresting known neo-Nazi figures here who are not only attending these rallies, but actually using them to organize, to recruit and radicalize protesters towards their, you know, sinister
agenda.
And joining dots between them and perpetrators of some of the horrendous massacres around the world, such as the Christchurch massacre, you know, which took place in New Zealand just 2 years ago. And in fact, and some of the research uncovered by various groups have uncovered online records where some of these neo-Nazis have been using encrypted social media platforms to post instructions on how to create 3D rifles using 3D printers. Yeah. So pretty alarming stuff. And the good news, I guess, is that the authorities are watching them and have made it known that they are watching them.
Yeah, incredible. Very, very concerning. Prime Minister honors Australian Jewish soldier who fell in Afghanistan.
So this is obviously a heartbreaking story. And the young man's name was Greg Scheer. And again, former South African connection. His parents came from South Africa, Felix and Yvonne Scheer, but have been living here for, you know, 30 years or so. And Greg was one of those who volunteered for military service for the army, and that became his career. Was posted to Afghanistan, and in 2009 was killed in rocket fire by the Taliban. And he's one of many, and the last Jewish serviceman to fall in defense of this country. And so just a few days ago, the Prime Minister joined Felix and Yvonne Scheer, parents of Greg Scheer, in just because it came after, you know, November 11, a Remembrance Day, and paid a very moving tribute to the, you know, terrible ultimate sacrifice which Greg has paid, and the Prime Minister gave a very moving speech, you know, just paying tribute to Greg, and you know, all those who have, you know, just basically, you know, just lost their lives in defense of this country and in defense of, you know, democracies the world over.
Unbelievable. And at least he was recognized. Vic Alladev, thank you as always. It is 6:57. We chat to Vic Alladev every week at this time, where we get the latest information from Australia.